All right, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, however you're receiving this message. Man, I've been a little bit perturbed by some of the actions of some black people, not all. But, you know, for a second it seems like, yeah, man, we're making some kind of strides towards something, right? With all the stuff I was seeing on television, I'm like, okay. I'm like, okay, cool. But then, what was it? I believe it was an 8-year-old girl. She got shot out in Atlanta, I believe. Some kind of bullet struck an 8-year-old, killed an 8-year-old girl. Which is really sad. You know, it's really, really sad. It's unfortunate, right? But what I have a problem with is Keisha Lance Bottoms, who is the mayor of Atlanta, trying to conflate intraracial violence with state-sanctioned violence. Intraracial meaning violence that happens within the same race, which happens in every racial community. You know, these are people that you're going to be around the most, so more likely you're going to be, you know, the violence is going to occur with your own people, right? Now, it's sad that the 8-year-old girl, she passed away, she got murdered. But a lot of times, it is these butter biscuit eating Negroes, meaning Negroes who are trying to gain white acceptance, that use this argument. You know, we say Black Lives Matter, but what about black on black crime? You know, black lives, you know, how we got to make it matter to us first. You know, we can't be out here protesting and marching when we out here killing each other. I mean, we got to respect ourselves before they respect us. And this is an argument. You know, I just looked at Chicago, and they ain't Black Lives Matter. They ain't talking about the 80 people that got shot, you know, in one weekend. You know, that where's Black Lives Matter at? They don't care about black on black crime. And it's like, oh my God. Sometimes I feel like the people who complain about black on black crime need to be victims of black on black crime. That's how bad it bothers me. That's how bad it bothers me. Because a lot of these Negroes that say that shit, they're not in the field. They're not in the trenches with the people who are actually trying to stop gang violence. A lot of former gang members that try to go back out into the streets and stop this gang violence, it's not as easy as you think. Because when people say black on black crime, they're really talking about gang violence. It's not like I'm a fucking angry ass truck driver and I see another black truck driver, I pull out a gun and start busting at him, or I'm trying to stab him, or I see another black person, I got this hyper, you know, I'm just genetically predisposed to just commit violence. You know, I just hate that thing. I hate that trope of like, oh man, we're just these hyper violent. We don't know how to control ourselves. When we see each other, we're ready to kill each other. Now there is an element of, you know, yeah, we got different classes and we got different people that, you get what I mean? Yeah, you make this amount of money and this person makes this amount of money and yeah, whatever. Okay, yeah, there's some issues within the black community. But at the same time, it's not like we have this thirst. You know, if I'm a 50-year-old black man and I'm walking down the street in front of some gangbangers, it's a high likelihood that they're not going to mess with me. Especially, I don't look like no gangbanger. I don't look like no... Now, if I'm around their age, yeah, they're going to mess with me. So that's why I say, yeah, we do have our issues as far as like, you know, especially young black men, and you know, if you're a certain age, yes, and you go around certain gang members, or you be around certain people at parties and clubs, yeah, they might trip on you. They might ask you where you're from and all of that. Yeah, okay. But the average black person, you know, because we're just talking about a subgroup within the black community, gangbangers. And for some reason, black people feel like every time there's a killing, every time a black person gets killed, all black people are responsible for that. I saw this happen with Eric Holder. Eric Holder killed Nipsey Hussle, and they made it seem as if, oh man, L.A., y'all niggas let Nipsey get killed. Oh man, like, oh yeah, dude, y'all tripping, man. How y'all let Nipsey get killed, man? Y'all, L.A. is weak, man. L.A. is this and L.A. is that. And, you know, you guys don't know about the murders that happened afterwards. About, like, all of, basically all of his family, anybody connected to him got murdered. You know, it's just this thing that one person, you're responsible for, it's for all black people. And black people don't get this. When a Dylann Roof kills a bunch of black people, or when some school shooter shoots up a whole fucking school full of innocent kids and babies, you know, white people don't say, oh man, white people, man, they never blame each other. What do they say? This was a lone wolf. He had mental issues. This guy, he was mentally disturbed, or he was, they always go to that, right? And black people, we don't do that. We never say lone wolf. We never say, oh, this was a lone shooting, this was some. We always say, hey, man, we got to have a conversation about black on black crime. Now, something happened with Ricky Smiley's daughter. I believe it was a road rage incident. She was caught in between, or she was in a car. I don't know. I don't know all the details, but I just read an article that said the basically she was in the crossfire of road rage. Now, this could happen to pretty much anybody, and it's sad, and I'm not trying to make a mockery of Ricky Smiley's situation, but I knew that when he was saying that, you know, caught up in his raw emotions, he was going to bring up black-on-black crime, because he's like, you know, yeah, man, we are killing each other, man. We are our own worst enemy. We are our own worst enemy, you know, and it's like, I knew he was going to go towards that, and it's just a weak argument. It's just a weak argument, man. Yes, a lot of black men are killing each other in the hood. Yes, a lot of gang violence in the hood. It happens. Yes, but the average black person, right? The average black person is not going around looking for other black people to kill. We're just not. We're not just these hyper-violent, we can't control ourselves type of individuals. Every time a black person gets killed by another black person, you see black people out in the streets talking about they're trying to get some money for a car wash or some kind of, let's raise money to bury somebody. Every time a black person dies, you know, somebody's going to snitch. You can watch the first 48 for evidence of this. A black person is going to snitch on another person, and somebody's going to jail. It's not like these black Negroes get away scot-free. It's like we're acting like black people, black men aren't going to jail. Like, man, you know what? Black men aren't going to jail for the crimes that they commit. It's really a problem, you know. There's just not enough black men inside the fucking prison system. The black men just don't go to jail for their crimes. They're like the white men of the black society. They're just escaping. They're just escaping prison. You get what I mean? And somewhere in Philadelphia, there's a woman fighting for prison reform. There's a brother out here in Los Angeles fighting against gang violence. There's groups of organizations fighting against gang violence out in Chicago. But they don't look like fucking Meek Mill. They don't have a name like Jay-Z. You see what I'm saying? They don't get their names thrown out there. So people naturally, when they get upset that black-on-black crimes happen, an 8-year-old girl gets shot, or something happens of this nature, it's always revolted to, what about black-on-black crime? And I remember reading a story about, it was some mothers, it was a group of mothers who were fighting against black-on-black, so-called, quote-unquote, black-on-black crime, right? Which is a trope that was created by, I believe, Ronald Reagan, the Ronald Reagan era. And you see what I mean? She was out there protesting against intra-racial violence, and she ended up getting shot down and killed. So it's not as easy as people try to make it out to seem like, oh, you know, you just go out here against these gangs and you tell these gangs, y'all got to stop doing crime or we're going to start snitching. What do you think is going to happen? See, white people, they have a protection barrier. They have the cops. The cops are their military. Black people have no military. That is how gangs form. You wasn't getting no protection from the police. So you had to form your own street gangs. So that's how street gangs form. What they turn into, yeah, okay, whatever. But black people weren't getting justice from cops. This is why you had street gangs forming. Right? So it just kills me. It just really kills me. It really just grinds my gears when I hear black people go to this black on black crime argument as if they weren't hanging Negroes who are business owners since slavery, right? Look at what happened in Black Wall Street. It was a black man who got blamed for looking at a white woman or whistling at a white woman or raping a white woman. And a bunch of white people, they came to that town, they burned the whole city down. And this is what I'm talking about. A lot of the people who were victims of lynchings, these were so-called free men. Free black men. Our situation is permeated. It's deeper than that. We can respect ourselves, yeah. That's cool. That's fine. If we're going to respect ourselves, we're just going to respect ourselves. But we're doing it for us. We're not doing it for no fucking white acceptance or to get claps from the white crowd. You know, and it's just, it's really like, these are like some of the biggest reasons why I think we just won't progress as a race. If it's not this, if it's not the black on black crime argument, then we're going to be talking about, oh, you know what, man, it's just too much misogyny and patriarchy in the black community. You know, the black man is just, you know, the black man is just horrible, right? The black man is homophobic and the black community is homophobic. So now we start dividing each other, not based on race, but we're starting to divide each other based on gender, based on sexual status. So now we start playing that game. And that's just, to me, only causing more confusion. It's only causing more confusion. It's only causing more people to be confused as to what they're fighting. This is one of the reasons I don't really support Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter is clearly a black queer group that are fighting for queer rights. Now, they're using dead black bodies of usually straight black men to kind of get their message across. But that organization is a queer group. It's a black queer-led group. And they're fighting for rights that are different. They're fighting to break up the nuclear family. This is what it says on their website. So, you know, like I said, and you got a lot of black people that don't understand that. They don't research the stuff that they allegedly supported. But I don't know, man. I got a head inside. But boy, it was pissing me off. I saw this stuff. I was like, man, we just never going to progress as a people. We just won't. And I'm out.